Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. How do you prepare for that, prepare your student or prepare yourself for that freshman year of college? Well, we have the experts on that today. It is time to talk to our experts from Campus Ministry, the Chancellor of LCMSU, Campus Ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Pastor Marcus Zell. Good morning.
Hey, good to be with you, Andy.
Good to have you here on Faith and Family. It's fun to be on the Students Union yesterday for LCMSU, and thanks for being my guest today.
Absolutely.
The Reverend Rick Milas from he's campus pastor from University Lutheran Church and Student Center in Champaign, Illinois. Pastor Milas, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good to have you as our guest, and looking forward to learning about your life and service there at University Lutheran Church in Champaign, Illinois. That's serving University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Wow. What's the mascot there for U of I, or University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign?
Be careful, you might get shut down with the authorities if you say it.
So I'm not sure exactly what it is right now. I think it's just a big I.
It's just a big I.
Yeah. There's been talk about a mascot, but with the removal of the chief, there hasn't really been anything quite as memorable or as popular.
Gotcha. So it's just boy, I asked a loaded question, didn't I?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, Pastor Zill,
go into that one.
Pastor Zill, what's the official mascot of LCMSU?
We're working on that. Actually, I've got one in mind.
I think it's Dr. Welmer from Indiana University.
He would make a pretty good mascot.
He would,
although,
yeah.
Pastor Milas is, I believe, the oldest campus pastor that we have. How long have you been serving in campus ministry, Rick?
Well, I've been here about 21 years, and then it was another place 3.5, and another place for 3, so that's another, so about 27 and a half years or so, yes.
He should perhaps be like the Chancellor Emeritus of LCMSU. He's been doing this.
I get a better deal, though. Last time at our national gathering, they gave me my own private room, so.
that's right. I pulled a couple of strings to make sure that he was taken care of.
I mentioned that because we have Liberty coming up in January. And
No, but to answer your question, Andy, we are working on a mascot for LCMSU, because if you're going to be a virtual university, you have to have a mascot, but I will try to make sure it's not quite as controversial and that we won't have to change the name of, like, a state in order to be consistent.
Very good, very good. Well, Pastor Milas, you shared with us you've been in campus ministry for some time. What about when you were a student? Why was there a need for campus ministry for you as a student?
Boy, there really was, and I was pretty active in my campus ministry, and it was very helpful to know that the church was there, that the Christ's Word and Sacrament were there, and there, as you know, there's just various challenges, and to have a campus church there was, I found that very, very helpful.
Do you remember who was the pastor that served you?
His name was Kenneth. Well, the one that was there most of the time was then Kenneth Licht, and that was down at Eastern Illinois University. And, I went there for 4 years. I was there from 71 to 75.
And when
I think the other thing is, mm-hmm. With the campus ministry, you grow up. In a congregation, but in campus ministry, students really have easy access to their pastor. You don't have to drive over or make an appointment. You just kind of walk over, and I think you can see that you can have a kind of a special relationship with your church and with your campus pastor and with other students. So I found that very helpful too, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, that was a great point. Thanks for pointing that out. Accessibility is certainly valuable. Visibility and accessibility.
So valuable.
How were you prepared for college life? I mean, there are a lot of things that students face.
Mm-hmm.
And so how were you prepared for that even before you set foot on campus as a student?
Well, I would say, academically, I would have been prepared through the programs in high school, but I don't think there was any kind of special, spiritual preparation. I went to church, and my parents assumed I would continue to do that. I remember my home pastor talked to me a little bit about going away, and he gave me, in those days, you received a little card saying that you were a member of an LCMS congregation, and you would present that to the pastor when you went away to school, and he would know who you were and then give you the Lord's Supper. So that was probably the extent of my preparation. I mean, I grew up, however, in a household where my parents tried to instill good values, and we talked about the faith and read the scripture together. So I would say my parents probably would be the main source of my spiritual preparation for going off to college.
What were the things that you think you faced during your college years that perhaps were challenging, especially when it comes to matters of faith? What was it like at that time?
Well, I would say kind of classic liberalism was big, not only in the secular world, but even within our church, there was that kind of challenge. And the idea, you know, which has kind of come to fruition now, I guess, people would debate about, is there any absolute truth? Is truth relevant? Now I think the conclusion is, at least in the world, that truth is just relevant. But at that time, segments of the world were still debating that question. And even within the church, there was a strong tendency to say the scriptures were not necessarily reliable. And I think this idea of comparative religion was coming to fruition, where you could look at Christianity and compare to other things, and they're kind of all have the same basic ideas and the like. So that was certainly a challenge. The Vietnam War was beginning to wind down, and people were concerned about that. It wasn't such a big issue where I went to school, but of course at other schools there had been at least major protests that had gone on before my college days. So I would think that was kind of the main issue. Mm-hmm. As I look back in the world, was the Vietnam War winding down, and then this idea of truth within the church. Not you can kind of deal with things sometimes if you just look at the world and say, well, that's the way the world is. But when it's in the church and you're reading things, that can be very influential on a student. And I would say the things that were most helpful for me were kind of the solid background that my parents gave me. And my mother was always really concerned that I would go off in some strange direction. And so she would kind of call me to make sure things were okay. There was another challenge at that time, at least in my way of viewing things. And because there was this kind of entrance of liberalism into the church, there were other churches kind of springing up. There was this whole Jesus people movement that has now become probably part of the norm. But at that time, you had these other organizations that were conservative in their view of Scripture, that this is God's word, but they didn't believe in the sacraments, of course, and there were issues like that. Some were charismatic, and that was also a little bit of an issue, was the whole charismatic approach. There was the book, The Late Great Planet Earth, and so millennialism was kind of a deal among the more conservative churches. And I think it was very easy for students to get swept into that if they were looking for kind of a church that talked about the scriptures as being authoritative. So it was good to have a background in Christ and in his word and in the sacraments. And in Luther's Small Catechism, I used that a lot when I was in college, just to double-check things, to say, okay, yeah, this is what I learned indeed. So that was a big resource for me, even though it's a small book.
What led you to campus ministry?
I would say it would have been my activity in the campus ministry I was at. I saw that as an important thing. When I went to seminary, I kind of put it on the back burner and decided, well, I'll just serve in a regular parish, which is what I did for the first 7 years. But I went to see my district president one day and said, you know, I've been here for a while, and I just don't feel like I'm doing maybe what I should do. Maybe it would be good for me to go somewhere else. And he actually said to me, have you ever thought about campus ministry? And so things kind of came back into my mind. And the Senate at that time was having a little meeting coming up for people that might be interested in campus ministry. There was a man named Ed Schmidt that met with us and told us about things. And then began passing our name around, those of us who were interested, to see if there were campus ministries out there that might want to call people that had an interest in that.
Pastor Zill, hearing, you know, what Pastor Milas's experience was like as a youth and as a college student, I'd like to hear from both of you now on what you think, what are the obstacles that our students will face this year? What will our new class of college freshmen face? What are the obstacles that they'll be facing as new college students first time around? Pastor Zill?
Well, I mean, first, I have a comment on and a question on what the Pastor Milas said. First of all, do you still wear bell bottoms?
No, I don't.
Okay.
And I've cut my hair shorter too.
it seems to me that as I was listening to Pastor Milas talk about classic liberalism on campus and arguments over what is truth, that strikes me as the good old days. Many of your listeners, perhaps, Andy, think about all the protests and all that going back. And in many ways, I would say that it was almost much simpler to be on campus back in those days. It seems to me that today the things facing our young people are much more internal. More young people than ever before are going to show up as freshmen not having any faith background. And so they're not slipping out of the faith while they're at college. In many cases, they have already been slipping, or they don't have a background at all. And so today, the obstacles that we're facing is that you aren't even, allowed to really question what you're being told and instructed as being truth. And so I would long for the day when you could show up on a college campus and be looking for truth, because of course we have something to say at our campus ministries, whether it was back in the day when Pastor Milas went, or even today. We stand out as a sore thumb in terms of what we can offer for those that are seeking truth, and that's still true. But in many ways, the challenges today are much more internal. They're much sharp. Instead of the protests being about whether or not we should be at war, it's about microaggressions and trigger warnings. And we just heard about the young person down at the University of Houston that got in trouble and got, I think, kicked out of school for simply saying that all lives matter, as opposed to just Black Lives Matter. And so in many ways, our young people have to show up on the college campus today, not just knowing that they're in a place to search for truth, but they're going to have the truth claims that they've always believed to be severely challenged, and perhaps they might even be ridiculed and persecuted for holding to them.
And that's very true, very true.
Pastor Milas, what do you think your students, your incoming freshmen, will face this year?
Well, I would agree with Pastor Zill on that kind of internal struggle. Just to make things simple, if you can, and that's sometimes hard to do, but I think the two major issues are probably the worldview, and then if they are Christians, and we're dealing with people that are coming to our church, they're coming out of a Lutheran background, other religions, because I think that idea of what is true or not true has also come into Christianity at large. And so you begin to say, well, what is Christianity about? Is it about me? Is it about Christ? Is it about a whole dying to live again, to be a new creation, or is it about friends and social issues? Is the Lord's Supper necessary? Is baptism necessary? I mean, I think these are things that that student's question, especially with some of the other groups that are on campus, because they'll kind of try to come up with what is considered a generalization of Christianity, and then Lutheran students begin to think, oh, yeah, this is real Christianity, and my church has added these other things to it. Instead of saying, oh, my church has the full gamut here, but these other people have subtracted things from it.
What does University Lutheran Church offer to students coming to University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign?
Well, we offer, obviously, the Divine Service on Sunday morning. We have the Lord's Supper every week. We have Bible studies that are offered on Sunday morning and also during the week. We try to do some other things to help integrate students into the congregation. We have a choir and a brass group that are made, and a woodwind group made up of students. So we try to get them involved in that way. And we do a number of activities. Some are of a social nature. We try to get to know one another through canoe trips or cookouts and things like that. Mm-hmm. And we try to participate in some service events and other educational opportunities. You know, that is an important thing. And the national student gatherings that we've had the last few years now have been very, very wonderful in just giving some good, solid information about, I think, you know, who we are as Christian people and who we are as Lutheran people in the world.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, about the gathering for the conference for our college students. Pastor Zill?
Well, the first one we had unwrapped a couple, 3 years ago now was focused on apologetics, which is very, very crucial on our college campuses. And our young people, as Pastor Milas said, have to be they need to be boned up on just kind of the basic worldviews that they're facing and know how to talk to people on a college campus today. The last one, Taboo, focused on human sexuality issues. You know, when you asked what are the challenges that the students are going to face, I was thinking, well, pretty soon they're going to have to just face the reality of which bathroom am I supposed to go into.
That's correct, yes.
I hate to even chuckle about that, but it's actually becoming true. But the upcoming conference materials aren't all out yet in terms of all the specifics, but it's going to be right after the first of the year in University of Maryland, College Park, Maryland, and the shadow of D.C., and we're going to focus on liberty, not just the freedom that we have in Christ, but also a lot of the religious liberty issues that many of our campus ministries and college students are facing, so that we can help them to kind of know how they can navigate this new kind of cultural and political milieu that they have, that in many ways is that we have to be willing to, you know, I'm dreaming of creating shirts that say Lutherans for the First Amendment. I actually think that what's interesting, Pastor Milas might have 70s flashbacks to his days in school, but soon enough, it seems that we are the ones that are going to be the ones arguing for free speech, as opposed to back in the day.
Exactly.
It seems like it was all the other minorities. Now we've right. actually become the minority, and this is a whole new world. And so we're going to engage some of the folks from Heritage Foundation and Alliance Defending Freedom and others, and President Harrison will be there, and he's, of course, talked a lot about religious liberty. We had the Free to Be Faithful campaign trying to open up the Lutheran Center for Religious Liberty in D.C., and so it'll be a wonderful opportunity for not only young people to gather together, to worship together, to kind of see the corporate reality that so often many of our young people can't see when they're at a specific campus. I know at a place like the University of Illinois, and Pastor Miles and ULC does such a tremendous job there. But I actually think it's even more helpful for those students that go to places where they don't maybe have a campus ministry group to speak of, so that they can kind of be together with the corporate body of Christ that's in their age group.
Right. Right, and the name for the upcoming conference, Liberty, is so appropriate because, as we talked about challenges a little bit earlier, within this whole worldview is kind of should you even have the freedom to think what you want to think anymore? I mean, it's almost to that point, and I think, you know, students can feel really bad sometimes. They don't want to be considered a troublemaker or unloving, you know, and so they try to walk that fine line between, you know, how can I be, you know, outgoing and respectful at the same time, be allowed to hold my own beliefs and to even talk about what it is, to even say, okay, I don't agree with that. And I think there is this kind of, I don't know, this kind of aura this day where if you don't agree with something, then you must really just not like that person. And it seems like back in the 70s, you could kind of disagree with things and you could have these frank discussions and still be friends. But now, you know, your whole, you know, interest in other people is questioned if you can't agree with what their position is.
Who can attend the Liberty Conference this year, Pastor Zill?
Well, I mean, I won't turn anybody down, but in general, I mean, it's for college students, whether it's, you know, you have to almost define that anymore because it, you know, used to be just kind of standard 18 to 22. You went through and those were the years that you were in school. Now you have grad students, you have doctorate students, you have second career, single mother types that are going back to school, people that are on the work-as-you-go plan. Young adults, I would say 18 to 25 would be pretty standard, as well as those who have a genuine interest in as Pastor Milas and myself and others that are genuine stakeholders in whether they're campus ministry workers, pastors, deaconesses, DCEs, or lay people that are just simply interested in starting campus ministry. We want everybody to feel involved, but I would say that probably 80% of everybody that will be there will be a college student. And the rest will be made up of those that that care very deeply about seeing them connected to the church.
And where would we find information? How do we register for that? That's coming up in 2017, right?
Well, yeah, it's coming up. The materials are a little bit slower in coming than I would like with the whole National Youth Gathering and Convention and everything. Everything got to kind of, things slow down a little bit in the building with all this other stuff going on. And so I'm still working on some of that. But registration will open basically the month of October, October 1st to the end of October, maybe early November, and probably in the next couple of weeks we'll have more specifics about cost and the full slate of the lineup of the speakers and some of those types of things. But so if they get connected, just we'll send an email blast out around the Senate, have everything at lcmsu.org, as well as at Facebook, LCMSU, Twitter, /LCMSU. And, of course, you can listen to this. I'm sure I will highlight all these things on that wonderful program called the Student Union that is also for those that remain connected in these ways. So you won't be able to not find out with all the details that you need, but we're a couple weeks away yet.
Well, we certainly have a little time before registration for that. But what are the things with just about a minute and a half, 2 minutes left? Pastor Milas, what do you want families, what do you want parents and students to know, pastors to know? How can they prepare for this coming freshman year? What are the key things they need to know as they're preparing to head off to campus?
I think the main thing is just to know that there is a campus ministry available. If parents could send us the names of their students so we know who they are, that can help us to make contact with them and to encourage them to be faithful, to remain steadfast in Christ and in the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We have some parents that they'll come and visit before their children even make a decision on what school to go to and say, well, we just want to see if there's a campus ministry available. And sometimes, unfortunately, there are other parents that say, well, why does my child need to go to church? You know, they come when they're home. But so if they could really, you know, in a nice way, encourage their students to take part and show them the need to hear the gospel and to receive Christ's body and blood on a regular basis, I think that's very important in preparing them. Maybe also giving them good things to read. I'm sorry, go ahead.
If there isn't a church, I mean, we have places where we don't have campus ministry, too. But
right.
Just to remember that a local congregation has everything that you need because
that's right.
It ultimately has the same word and sacrament. And so while a campus ministry is incredibly beneficial, don't not go to church somewhere at one of our Missouri Synod churches just because you know there isn't a bona fide you know, LCMSU chapter. But you can always call me up and say, hey, how do I get one? And we'll try to get to work on it.
No, and that's wonderful advice, Marcus, stay with it.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, it has been a pleasure talking with you today, and thanks for all you're doing for our students as they prepare for this upcoming academic year. The Reverend Marcus Zill, director of LCMSU, LCMS Campus Ministry, host of the Student Union here on Worldwide KFUO. Thanks so much, Pastor Zill.
Yep, thank you.
And Pastor Rick Milas, campus pastor, University Lutheran Church and Student Center in Champaign, Illinois. Pastor Milas, thanks so much for being my guest today.
Well, thank you so much. I have really appreciated being on your show.
It was a pleasure to talk with you today. Students, as you're heading out to campus this fall, now's the time to start looking at, now's a good time if you haven't already. You and your parents check out what churches are available. If there's an LCMSU chapter at your campus, lcms.org/LCMSU. And there you can find information about the conference as well.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.